Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm with Knight Energy Services. I'm at the NAEP Expo as a correspondent for the Crude Life podcast and multimedia empire, if you will. But near and dear to my heart are charities that are funded by oil and gas. So I wanted to introduce everybody real quick. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Leah Vallone, and I'm the executive director for Spindletop Charities.
Richard Mercer, also representing Spindletop today.
Nelson, you just happened along here, but I wanted to ask you, how are you involved in oil and gas?
My name is Nelson Spear. I'm from Midland, Texas. I am my family and I, we operate non-operating working interests in the Permian Basin. We manage working interests and non-royalty interests.
You're doing great. I love Midland, Texas. You guys are doing amazing things over there with oil and gas. Let's ask them a little bit about this charity. What does Spindletop do?
So Spindletop has been around since 1966. Our founder was an executive within the energy industry named Butch Griffin, and he wanted to start a charity that was recognized by the oil industry and then have a fellowship among the industry to then be able to give back to charities that work with at-risk children. And so he named it Spindletop to have recognition within the oil and gas world. And over time, we have continued his legacy to raise money through our two events. We have a holiday ball and a golf tournament. Actually, this year was the first year that Knight Energy Services supported our tournament. So we're happy to meet you here. And then from that, our net proceeds go back out into the community to work with charities that serve at-risk children. We are fully funded by the energy industry. And on top of giving monetary gifts to those charities, we also do volunteer projects. And this is Richard Mercer. He's one of my steering committee members, and he is part of the group that spearheads all of our volunteer work.
I'm on a couple steering committees myself, so God bless you and your work, buddy. What are some of the things you're doing over there?
So there are a lot of different events we're working on. For example, this coming weekend we have a barbecue picnic with Palmer Drug Abuse Program. That's one of many organizations that we deal with. We also work with smaller organizations like Small Steps, Youth Development Center, all the way up to some larger organizations like Children's Assessment Center, and really any capacity that they need us, we're available to help.
Over and over again, Midland's got some charities too that you guys all pitch in on. Over and over again, I see our industry and people coming together to give back. That's what I think outside of our industry, I mean, a lot of people don't know about it. Are you involved in any charities?
Absolutely, sir. I got to commend this organization. The Oil and Gas Organization is one of the most philanthropic organizations. Not only are they doing it with money, but they're actually using their hands and their feet to promote things that are really suffering, are homeless, are soup kitchens, all sorts of organizations. You mentioned PDAT, Palmer Drug Abuse Program. Also, Teen Challenge of the Permian Basin is an organization my family works with. Our local faith-based organizations. There are so many opportunities. The hard part for a lot of energy people is choosing just which charity to give to. They sound like a wonderful organization. I think they ought to check out their website.
What is your website? How do people get a hold of you?
So we are on different social media portals. We're on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. We're at Spindletop Charities, and our website is spindletopcharities.org.
What's the next event coming up? How do they get involved?
Good question. So our website's going to house the information for all of our upcoming events. Like I said, we have one coming up this Saturday. We also try to plan routine events throughout the year, so just about every month you'll find a different event at a different location. For example, we'll have another one coming up at Planning out in Brookwood, helping with the citizens out there. So a lot of fun ones coming up.
You need some volunteers?
We do. Please come visit our website.
There we go, guys. This is why we do this. I mean, we have a lot of fun drilling oil and gas wells, but we also give back. So I appreciate what you do very much, guys. That's it. Take care. God bless everybody. Bye bye.